Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show. The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Bring me so back memories here as we get started with the Roman Show as it goes extreme on this wonderful January 24th, transmitting live from Miami, Florida. And we're gonna cut down to the chase because tonight we have a special 2-hour show, and on this program we have two ECW originals scheduled to participate on the Roman Show Pro Wrestling. Number one being Raven. And number two, if you know who came out to this song, then you know who I am talking about. That's right, the franchise Shane Douglas is also scheduled to be on the program tonight here on the Roman Show. But I'd like to welcome, like always, well, not like always, because last week he wasn't here, thankfully, my co-host of the evening, the boring and unentertaining Stephen Cage.
Unentertaining? Unentertaining? Is that why I won in court and made you bring me back today on this show and made you let me talk for 2 hours instead of just little 30 minutes per show? Listen, I don't have to entertain you or I have to entertain any of these ogres that listen to this show. Come
ogres?
On. Yes,
why
ogres.
Why are you insulting our fans? If it wasn't for them, you would not even be here.
Listen, I have a special guest, myself, that I'm bringing onto the show. This man can belittle both you and these ogres. The perfect example of an ogre are people like Lorraine Knockout and, of course, Crystal Knockout. And then you got all these other knockouts. All those are like the ogres are us. Have you ever been to Toys R Us and seen those little tiny ogres, you know, those little kids crying to their mommies, you know, saying, I want that toy, I want that toy.
Actually, I'm about to turn 30 years old, and I can't remember the last time I went to Toys R Us. Sorry.
Well, listen, Mr. Roman, The whole point of the matter is that the true golden star of this show is back. Okay?
John.
He's back.
John, did you see the people reacting to you at NWA Ring Wars like last week? How they looked at you and just laughed at you? At how disgusting you look with that ridiculous suit impersonating the Joker, wearing sunglasses inside at an arena? Come on, man.
Listen, as a matter of fact, at NWA Ring Warriors, I had to deal with those two immature brats in Christina Von Erie and the devil himself, Derek Drexel. Okay? Come on. I can't see nothing being devilish about that man.
You had like this colored candy cane tie on, and you had this suit and these sunglasses trying to pretend you're like the Terminator. With that ridiculous haircut that probably cost you $2, they put a Super Bowl on you. Come on, Cage.
All I know is that I looked a lot better than you.
Listen, man, if it makes you happy, more power to you. Another guest we have on the program is Cage's apparent guest here. Joseph Von Schmidt is going to be in the program. In fact, we're going to get a hold of him.
Pause right there. Before we get him on the line, I want you to hail to Von Schmidt, okay? He's my special guest of honor today. So
Let's give him a call.
Hail Von Schmidt.
All right, buddy, relax. Just calm down. You know, heart attack rates are increasing by the minute. We don't want you to get one in the program. Hello, good evening. Hello, is this the great Joseph Von Schmidt?
Was machst du? Das ist.
How are you, sir? Welcome to the Roman Show here. Your host, Rodolfo Roman, and my co-host, the all-so-boring Stephen Cage. How are you, sir?
Hail Von Schmidt.
That is right. That is how you announce me, either Hail Von Schmidt or High Commander. This is what I expect from you.
Exactly.
Cage, why don't you go ahead and give us a little detail of Mr. Von Schmidt?
Listen, guys. This man is the Red Knight of Germany, okay? If you're not doing it already behind that your computer screen with your fat little fingers, I suggest you do it now. And we all say it loud and proud. Hail Von Schmidt.
Wow. That is correct.
Joseph was ranked number 483 in Pro Wrestling Illustrated, top 500 in 2009, 2010, and in 2011 was ranked 398. So Joseph Von Schmidt, a big name in the world of pro wrestling. Go ahead, Cage.
He's a big name in professional wrestling. He's actually wrestled big names as the Tony Atlas. I think I saw a photo of Tony Atlas getting beat down with the German Hammer. You know, I've seen him win countless titles. As of now,
I have 11 titles in 3 countries, including USA, Canada, and Mexico.
Tell me, Mr. Roman, show me one guy who can hold that many titles around the world.
Right now, I just really escaped from my. I honestly don't think there's anyone.
Well, that's the point, is the fact that we have the honor of having the High Commander, Joseph Von Schmidt, on the phone, and we had to put up with these other two superstars in Raven and Shane Douglas.
We don't only have Shane Douglas. We're competing with President Obama right now, but I guess everyone wants to listen to Joseph Von Schmidt instead.
That is correct. I have more important things to say than your feeble American president. You know what he is good for? Driving your country into debt. Do you know what I am good for? I drive the American country into debt too, because I capture all the gold titles that you have.
Joseph, how are you going to attack my president? Listen, the only best thing that came out of Germany is that ridiculous game doggy do that you pump the thing and poo comes out of the dog.
I do not know such silly, ridiculous things. I'm a man of high class and high caliber.
It's the fact that you even bring up that godforsaken doggy do. You know, come on, how childish do you have to be to bring up such a manner? Now, Joseph, what do you feel you have accomplished in the world of wrestling? Let me ask, you know, the respectful High Commander Joseph that question.
Go ahead, Cage.
Here is the difference between a proper German answer and a feeble American answer. If you ask an American what he has accomplished, he will tell you he accomplished everything. What I have accomplished nothing, even though I have 11 titles, magazines all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I still strive every day. I train day in, day out to keep winning more and more. I don't talk about the things I did yesterday. I talk about the things I will do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, Joseph, didn't you also give these Americans the honor to train with you at your own training facility at the powerhouse school that you made for yourself? That way they could actually learn the true meanings of wrestling.
Right.
Am I correct?
Well, what happened is, let's back this up a minute. I do not like to train them, but I am sick of not having a challenge here in America. So I must train them the proper way. And then I train them strong, almost to the point where they could beat me. And, of course, they cannot. But when I release them in America, they will be forces to reckon with.
Got it. And, Mr. Roman, do you have any questions for the High Commander?
Yeah. Joseph, wrestling all over the world, what place would you say that is the best country that you performed in and where you had the best competition? Other than Germany, of course.
Well, the best country is the country I'm in because I am there. And the best opponent is the person who is standing across the ring from me. When they look upon me, I am the best opponent in the ring and in that country at that time. You understand?
No doubt about that. But would you happen to have a favorite crowd that you love to perform in front of other than Germany?
Well, there's many crowds I like to perform in front of. I like performing in front of crowds in New York City, as well as Mexico City, as well as Nova Scotia, as well as England. Wherever I am, the people always cheer. Joseph von Schmidt, Hail von Schmidt, VFN. All these things they cheer for me when I come out. And they know, if they do not cheer for me, I will come out there and I will smack them in the face and then have their mothers arrested.
Wow. I think we have a very heated Joseph von Schmidt here on the program. And you guys check out Joseph von Schmidt on Facebook. If you look him up, he's out there. He's wearing a crown. And furthermore, the guy is definitely a person who has a lot of titles and is known all over the world. Now, Joseph, tell me about you being in the top 500 top wrestlers. I mean, this is a huge deal, my man.
Well, it may be a huge deal to some, but to me, it is just another Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, let me ask you a question, Joseph, because this seems to be a guy that all of our Roman show fanatics adore, and that's a guy by the name of Johnny Knockout. By any chance, does that name even ring a bell to you?
I will ring his bell, and I will knock him out. That is about all I could say about him.
Okay, yeah, because personally I have an issue with him as much as I have an issue with my own host here. Basically, he doesn't know talent when he sees it. You know, as I am as a good co-host, is as good as you are a wrestler. So,
well, then this is what we do. We do not talk like Americans do. We will have, why don't we set up some kind of match, me and you versus him and this Knockout. And then we will do the talking in the ring. That is how we settle it in Germany.
That would be so wonderful, Joseph. I so accept your challenge, and I'm definitely sure that Johnny Knockout will be up for it. And
I'm not making any challenges. I am just talking facts.
Well, let me just tell you, Joseph, something here. And at the same time, I'm going to make sure I bring that doggy do game and put the poo on you when Johnny Knockout pins you in the middle of the ring.
Well, that would be a first. I've wrestled such men as Sid Vicious. None of these men have put my shoulders on the mat. Nikolai Volkov. You name it, I've wrestled them. I could go down a list of names, but I will not speak their names because they do not deserve the publicity from Joseph von Schmidt.
And I agree with that. And by all means, Mr. Von Schmidt, I'll be more than happy to be your tag team partner to bring down these American fools. Because personally, the only reason I live here is because I'm a citizen here, but doesn't mean I have to be proud to be here. I'm all this country has given us is bad economy, bad jobs. That's why everyone's jobless. In Germany, you don't see this.
No, you do not see this. What is happening now in Germany, it is almost like what they do here in the USA. They want to print more money. All the European countries are broke except for Germany. They are going around telling everybody, we need to print more money. We need to print more money. No, you do not need to print more money. You need to go get a job. That is what you need to do, not print money. The money is still here in the world. You are just lazy and you don't want to work for it. That's the problem.
Yeah, and I plead anyone that's in the chat room right now to give us a call at 714-868-0222.
Let's take one phone call here. Go ahead. If I have a caller, you're on the air in the Roman show. You have a question for Joseph von Schmidt. Caller. All right, if you're calling in, make sure you have the volume there. Turn all the way down. Caller,
typical
you're on
Americans.
The Roman show. Caller, you're on the air in the Roman show. You have a question for Joseph von Schmidt.
Well, it's not so much a question as a comment, but I want to greet the High Commander with a Hail von Schmidt.
Hail.
You know, and this is what you guys need to understand. Think about how great Joseph von Schmidt is. He's in the PWI top 500.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people in the PWI top 500 that they're there because they've been opponents of his. If you look under Tommy Mack, who's also in the PWI top 500, they talk about in his little entire paragraph how he's had battles with Joseph von Schmidt. And you know what? Joseph von Schmidt has beat him every time. So there are people that are famous just because they have stepped in the ring with this man.
Wow. Thank you so much. Well, we just got a comment here, Joseph, from the
That is correct.
We have a comment from the chat room, Joseph. The German beer sucks.
Yeah, it is probably from some American who is used to drinking dirty water. You know what the difference is between American water and German beer? German beer is 13 to 18%. American beer is 3 to 6%. What is garbage now? You know what I do with American beer? I wash my feet with it because it is Wasser.
I beg to differ. I think American beer is quite well, especially Budweiser. I personally like it, but that's just my
opinion. Yeah, you know why Budweiser is a good beer now? Because it is owned by a Belgian company. It is not even owned by an American company, you idiot.
Well, you guys created hot dogs. How about that? You guys came up with the wiener. Are you proud?
Yeah, I know. We came up with it, and you guys, we came up with the wiener, and Americans came up with swallowing the wiener.
Are you guys happy of swallowing a huge, gigantic wiener in your mouth? Come on, how proud can you be of that?
What it is you know what happens on a farm. You need some kind of feed to appease the animals, the pigs, and that is why we made the hot dogs for the Americans. We feed you our leftover ground up organs of our animals. We eat the good stuff. We send the hot dogs to you, and you eat it.
I don't know.
You are the foolish one, not me.
I don't eat hot dogs. I don't eat hot dogs, but you guys.
Well, what do you do with hot dogs? You're talking about hot dogs. What do you do? What do you do with them?
I don't eat them, but the people do. But you guys created the thing, and you guys take your
hands around
with your chest out like, hey, I created hot dogs. Wiener.
Yes, we created hot dogs, and you are the idiots who eat them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let's take another phone call here from a caller. Caller, you're in the end of the Roman show. Caller. Caller, you're in the end of the Roman show. Again, if you have the volume up all the way high, make sure you turn it down.
What it is, the people don't expect to get through. And when they get through, they hear my mighty commanding voice, and they're afraid to ask me questions. That is the case.
And Joseph, we just said, listen, we've got Tennessee whiskey while you got wieners. We're proud of our Tennessee whiskey and our Jack Daniels.
You have your what? Yes, if I was American, I would drink Hennessy and Jack Daniels too, because I would have to stomach to look at your women.
Joseph, will we ever see you in the big leagues instead of being in the independent scene?
I will be where I want to be. I go where I want to. I am High Commander. I control my destiny. No company controls my destiny.
Agreed.
So we won't be able to see you at WWE or a TNA, maybe an ROH?
Maybe you will.
Listen, Joseph gets there when he wants to get there. The only reason he's not there yet is because he's giving the opportunity to these American fools to get to see him first in their own hometowns. And mind you, these Americans should take it as an honor to see the high commander in action.
Let's take one phone call
here. I could not have said it better myself.
Let's take another phone call again, the End of Roman Show.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the End of Roman Show, caller. You have a question
Me?
For Joseph von Schmidt?
Me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, okay, I'm sorry. I just got on here, and I just want to know what's going on. Hi, Cage. When I got on here, the first things I heard in your mouth, and I just puked.
Excuse me?
What Fox do? You are talking to the high commander, the great German Joseph von Schmidt. Feel privileged, woman.
What? Kate, go slow.
Feel privileged, woman. That's what I said. You have something wrong with your ears?
Yeah, I do have something wrong with my ear, okay? So why are you going to sit there and disrespect people again?
Why am I disrespecting people again?
Yeah. You sit there all day, every day. Like, last week was so nice when you were not around.
Thank you for those comments. I really appreciate that.
Listen.
Our ratings have gone down again. I got this wiener over here, and I got you, your unentertaining character of Stephen Cage.
Do you know what is said best about women in Germany? Women are good to look at, but not good to listen to. Hang up on this idiot. She has no opinion.
Well, Joseph, let me just say about our beautiful American women, at least they shave their armpits and wear deodorants.
Yeah, they have to because they're hairy beasts.
Crazy stuff, Cage.
Listen, right now, Mr. Roman, I personally sent you Joseph von Schmidt's anthem, and I want these American fools to listen to him while they're all screaming behind their fat little fingers, screaming, Hail von Schmidt.
Not
now,
only listening, but standing at their computers in attention, then they listen to it. Do not disrespect my anthem.
Here we go.
How dare you speak during my anthem?
Mr. Roman, you better be standing up right now.
I'll team up with Johnny Knockout. You team up with Cage, and we'll show you a thing about how Americans can whoop some butt.
You can team up with whoever you choose and how many Americans you choose. It is like dominoes. You will set up, and we will knock you down. That is it. Plain and simple.
Agreed.
Joseph von Schmidt, look him up on Facebook.com. He is an international pro wrestling superstar with several titles around his waist, representing from several countries. Cage, you had something to say?
No, he's not a superstar. He's a high commander. And before you let him go, you better say it. Hail von Schmidt.
I'm not saying anything. Why should I say that?
Hail Von Schmidt.
Hail Von Schmidt! Say it with feeling! Enjoy it! Love it! Embrace it! We are the VFN, and we are taking over the world!
Thank you, Joseph Von Schmidt. Look him up on Facebook. Joseph Von Schmidt, all the way from Germany. Thank you very much, and we look forward to speaking to you again here on The Roman Show.
It was your pleasure. Remember that.
Thank you very much, High Commander.
Security. Right, and that song signifies one thing. We have been talking about the Romanovsky Awards. We are waiting on the phone call on the franchise Shane Douglas, who's scheduled to call in. Unfortunately, we haven't heard from him yet, but we do have Raven scheduled for the 10 o'clock hour here on the Roman Show. But Cage, go ahead and make some announcements on the Romanovsky Awards.
Sure. Basically, let's start with this. Let's start with the wrestler of the year, which shockingly, it wasn't who I picked, but he's just as up there as anyone else. Personally, I don't like him. I respected him when he was on here, but not anymore after he threatened to punch me. The wrestler of the year, the Romanowski Awards, goes to America's own Jesse Neal.
Wow. Jesse Neal.
Mind you.
Excited for him. We actually got the opportunity to interview him. If you guys haven't seen it, head on over to YouTube over at DolphRoman.com as we interviewed Jesse Neal. So this is a huge deal. He's a good friend of ours. We met at NWA Wars. And, Christina Veneri there insulted you, Cage, and I was so happy about that.
It, personally, I could care less. And from what I even hear, the next winner of the Romanowski Award is going to be calling in any second now to just mention a speech. And this man I respect, but not as much as I should. I want to say right now who the Indie Wrestler of the Year is. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this was off by one vote. That's how close this voting was. And that's how serious this voting was. All you guys did an amazing job on the voting. This vote was neck to neck until 4 days ago. 4 days ago. It was neck to neck with the awesome one, Dash Maverick, and the Knockout's very own, Johnny Knockout.
Yeah. All right. Who won?
The winner of Indie Wrestler of the Year, the awesome one, Dash Maverick.
Wow. Dash Maverick, he was in one of our programs not too long ago where he had a promo battle with Sean Prime. And I'm pretty sure this just happens to be Dash Maverick. Dash, is this you? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
There you are. You're on the air, Dash. Congratulations.
Hey, how's it going, Roman? I'm having a little trouble hearing you guys. It's a little staticky. I don't know if you want me to call back or you just want to power through this.
No, but, I mean, we hear you clearly, but we would like to wish you congratulations.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. Honestly, when I was told I was nominated, it caught me by surprise. I didn't think I would even be up for that. So it was a great honor just to be nominated, and it's quite a surprise actually winning this. It's I'm a modest guy. I don't know what I did to deserve it, but thank you to everybody who voted for me.
Well,
go ahead, Cage.
Well, Mr. Maverick, you made history here on the Roman Show when we first began. I would say when we first began, you drew the biggest numbers on the Roman Show when we first ever started. And on top of that, Promo Battle 2 with you and Sean Prime grew one of the biggest reviews that the Promo Battles ever had, and that's why Promo Battle is as famous as it is now. So because of you, Dash, here at the Roman Show staff and Roman Show fans, we want to say thank you.
Hey, no, man, thank you guys for giving me the opportunity. I really enjoyed when I called in and we had the Promo Battle and, you know, the things with me and Sean Prime, it never got resolved, but it will be February 18th at Total Meltdown. So we'll see what happens then.
Definitely,
Dash. Thanks so much, Dash, and congratulations, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Again, I really appreciate even just being nominated and winning is a tremendous honor. I thank you guys very much.
Awesome,
anytime,
Dash.
Thanks so much,
and we'll see you at the next ICW show. Wow, Cage, and we have one more, Cage?
Yep, and for this one, I want the song.
You want
because
the song?
This is the most prestigious award out of all of them.
So you're declaring you want the song?
Yes, I want the song. Ladies and gentlemen, with as many interviews that the Roman Show Pro Wrestling...
You know one thing, Cage? You kind of sound like a man for once when you read these announcements. Have you been taking testosterone?
Don't be interrupting me. Don't be interrupting me. As many interviews...
Let me just tell you that you're competing against President Obama right now.
Thank you. But anywho, as many interviews as the Roman Show Pro Wrestling has in within 1 year, there could only be one interview of the year. 2012 has already started, and Joseph von Schmidt is already nominated for the Romanowski Awards 2012.
What a mark.
But when it comes to the 2011, no, it's Hale von Schmidt, okay? When it comes to 2011... the interview of the year between the Dead Wrestling Society, between the Bastards, between the Dash Mavericks, between the Sean Primes, between everyone that we've had on the show. The interview of the year goes to, and I cannot believe I'm saying this, I want to shoot myself in the face now that I just saw this godforsaken envelope. God darn it. Johnny Knockout.
There you go. Johnny Knockout. Awarded this great, great, great award. How do you feel about this, Cage?
No comment. Leave me alone.
Why? The guy won the award. Give him some credit. You were kissing, you know, Dash's butt. Why can't you go ahead and give credit where credit is due?
Johnny Knockout, all he's meant for is his little greasy hair, talking about himself, talking about the four-pack abs that I bet you are like little balloons in his stomach. And then on top of that, the following of all his ogres, like the Lorraines and all those come on.
Why do you
please
have to insult our fans, call them ogres and big fingers? Come on. Why are you insulting people?
Because all these people do is sit behind the computer and type away their little lives away and say, oh, my God, let me talk to Johnny. Even though I haven't met him, but let me talk to Johnny because he loves me. How can you love a computer? That's just nerdy.
Well, they're giving you plugs all the time in the JKO reality shows. Why not?
Well, listen, Johnny Knockout can put me in whatever show he wants, but if it wasn't for me, he would be nothing.
All right, let's take a quick phone call here, Cage. Caller, you're on the air in the Roman Show. Caller, you're on the air in the Roman Show.
Me?
Caller, yeah, you're on the air in the Roman Show.
All right, Cage, why do you keep sitting there and disrespecting Johnny Knockout?
Who is this?
Look at that.
Who
they
is
laugh
this
at you. They laugh at you. Who? We don't even need to hear who the heck it is, Cage. The bottom line is that why you have to disrespect Johnny Knockout, the guy who won the award fair and square, That's it. Let it be. Let it be. Guys, if you want to call in and participate, as we await the phone call of Raven, now we were scheduled to have Shane Douglas. He was our special guest that we had not mentioned. Unfortunately, we have not heard from him yet. Hopefully, he calls in. Shane, if you're listening, 714-868-0222. But in just a few, about 10 o'clock, we'll be getting a hold of Raven, ECW Original. So make sure you guys call in 714-868-0222 or send us a message via Twitter, as Cage is still antiquated and he has yet to set up his Twitter account. He's back in those archived, you know, index cards type of thing.
Listen, all I have is my nice margarita sitting here in South Beach and relaxing.
What type of a man drinks a margarita and in South Beach? Those two things just don't go hand in hand.
Listen, I don't need your approval. I don't need nothing from you, Mr. Roman. The whole point is that I'm living my life. I'm living the life. There is nothing more or less to speak about. You disrespected my special guest of honor when we had Joseph von Schmidt. Do you know what that man has done in this business? He holds 11 world titles around the world. He has beaten the legendary Sid Vicious, okay? And on top of that, no one has yet to pin him. So when you accepted our challenge, Mr. Roman, for you and Johnny Knockout versus myself and the High Commander, Joseph von Schmidt, what makes you think that you're going to beat us?
You know, I'm just going to stay quiet about this because you are no match for Knockout and me. So, you know, I just wish that we could just stop the talking and I just get to the action, and I would personally love to kick your ass inside the ring. You're getting me ticked off every single show.
Well, personally, Mr. Roman, I'll tell you this straightforward right now. There's a special poll going on right now online where you could pick who you want to see in Promo Battle 3.
He just asked, where is El Electrico? Did you see that?
Huh?
They want El Electrico over you.
They want El Electrico, that rainbow gay guy, over me?
Someone just South Florida Slam Radio, they just said, why not a three-way tag match with Slam Radio included?
With Slam Radio included?
Yeah, that's what they're typing away in the chat room.
Well, listen, if it was... First off, Slam Radio is dealt with a porno freak in Richard Tingle and then a handicap hero in the Great Ragu. So what are they going to plan on doing to us?
This is just what they write. I don't know, man.
Okay, so basically, who are they to speak? Who are they? Handicap hero?
You know, it's funny something about you, Cage. You actually confronted Tingle at the NWA Ring Warriors event, and you were there shaking hands, you know, giving him a hug, like if it was all okay, and here you are blasting this guy on the radio when you don't have the testicular fortitude to do it personally. That's how much of a punk you are.
Because I had to be professional around other professionals. I was with the people like Vordell Walker, like the Dark City Fight Club, who actually deserve my attention, where I have to show myself how professional I am in front of talent like them. But behind Tingle, and I'll tell this to him because I know he loves those ICW people. I will tell this in his face in ICW because in ICW, I don't really need to be that professional. In ICW, Tingle, I will look you straight in the eye. I personally, and I know you're listening to the show, I personally ask you to invite me inside the ring at Total Meltdown. And we will look face to face, Cage and Tingle, Total Meltdown. I'm sending out that challenge to you, Tingle.
All right, Cage is going to get tingled inside the ring. Hey, Cage, at NWA Ring Wars, we had the opportunity of interviewing several wrestlers out there, and one of them being Trasher, the Trasher and Mosh of the Headbangers, and Billy Gunn, in which I interviewed him about a serious issue, and it's about this wellness policy taking place in the World Wrestling Entertainment. As we saw, Evan Bourne, who was suspended for a second time, R-Truth was also suspended for this fact. So I had the opportunity to interview him along with you, Cage,
And I want to play this interview, and I want to hear everyone's opinion as far as what the WWE needs to do to make it a bit more enforceful as far as wrestlers and illegal substances. Here goes the interview as we await the phone call of Raven.
I have a face for radio. All right, guys, so here we are at the Roman Show with Badass Billy Gunn and the Headbangers. Thanks so much for taking some time to speak to us here in the NWA show.
Well, we're not really taking time. We were told to, so it's not like we're not doing. This isn't done on our own free will. It's against our free will, actually. But we're going to do it anyway. Just kidding. Don't want to get y'all excited.
You yourself, you look great in shape.
Oh,
what have you been up to right now?
About
6'8", 400 pounds of solid steel.
No, I've just been, you know, doing shows like this. Around, been pretty busy. That's it.
And any plans of possibly going to other major promotions? You're going to stick around?
No, not right now.
Yeah.
I'm happy what I'm doing right now, and they haven't called me to come back.
You're happy about that.
Yes. Yeah. No. I mean, I'd go back, but you know, nobody's banging my door down just yet. So.
And tell me about the NWA itself. They're trying to.
It's, you know, this is, I believe, their second show tonight, and, I mean, the first show we did back in December, I think it was, right?
I don't know,
December?
We weren't on that show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, it was really good. I mean, it was well put together, good family entertainment, you know, good for the kids, everybody come. Yeah, and I got a free massage out of it.
Right there.
The independent scene, do you think this is what wrestling needs to bring it back to life to what it was in the mid-90s?
Yeah, I mean, you need this, because without this, you know, not a lot of people can afford to go to a WWE show, and people don't really go to TNA shows, so I guess, you know, this is a way for everybody to get out, and it's a lot more social, and it's a lot more
interactive.
Yeah, interactive, because the crowds, you know, you get 200, 300, 400, 500 people, and it's easier to interact with everybody instead of 20,000, where you get to talk to maybe 10, you know. So I think this is great. It's good to get out, you get to have fun, you get to see guys that you watch growing up, you know, guys I watched growing up, these two. So, yeah, I do think it's a good thing.
Dude, yeah. I'm going to have a few guys. You guys have been making a major buzz on YouTube calling out the former WWE champion. What's up with that? What's going on with that?
Yeah, it's just all about having some fun and just seeing where it goes.
We want entertainment. WWE, we want entertainment. My God, because they're definitely not having it now.
Jesus.
And have you guys had any phone calls from Vince about this?
No, but Vince wouldn't call us anyway. It would be someone else. But no, I mean, we just started doing it just to have fun and get back into swinging things and see where it goes. If it takes us back there, great. If not, then just going to keep having a good time with it.
And tell me about the reaction from the fans. What have you been receiving from these guys? Twitter, Facebook, social media?
Everybody seems to enjoy the YouTube videos, so we're going to keep doing them. We're going to keep making fun of people, and if you don't like it, tough shit.
Yeah, you get that one butthole out there who wants to say, oh, you guys are old, and you're this, and you're that, and whatever, dude, and don't watch it. But you're commenting on it, so you're watching it. So, you know, whatever.
Time for some of the old school guys to come back and teach a lesson to these young guys about entertainment?
I don't know if it's so much teaching a lesson. I mean, it's just, it's different up there now. I mean, you know, it's just different. I think some guys, depending on who it is, could go back and contribute positively to help some of the younger talent out. I mean, like to teach someone not to fail a drug test, come back 3 weeks later and fail again. I mean, someone needs to be taught a lesson there. I mean, it's stuff like that. I mean, it's just.
Question about that. Evan Bourne, he got caught.
Did he?
What are you talking about? WWE for us and needs to. You know, UFC has a lot of issues with that. Like pro wrestling.
They got a wellness program in place, and they're working it however they're working it. So if that's how they want to work
it. We're doing an interview here. Zip it.
You know, that's their plan. I mean, you know, Evan got busted. He came back 3 weeks later. He got busted again. He's out 60 days. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I can't make, you know,
and you got to remember that UFC guys fight once every 6 months, once every year. What we do is from January 1 to January 1. You know, yeah, it's not every day, but it's a nasty schedule. Even what we do now, doing independent stuff, you're doing them every weekend, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or Sunday, Saturday, and Sunday. And people get tore down. I think what it is there's not information out there to tell guys how to take care of themselves and how to deal with things other than taking stuff. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I can only tell people so much how not to take things that'll ruin their whole career and life, but you know, they're going to still do what they want to do.
Last question. Tell me about the independent talent you guys have seen your trip around here in the industry.
Well, there's some talent that's really good, and then there's some talent that's really horrible. I mean, that's wherever you go. is, whether you're WWE or TNA or Ring of Honor or wherever you're at. There's some guys that are really, really good, and there's other guys that aren't. I mean, it's the same thing here, but you know what? It's places like this that we all started at that we like to come back to, and you try to help the younger guys out. You know, some of them listen, some of them don't, but, you know, it is what it is. It's a good time all over.
Thank you guys so much.
That's the interview there we had with Badass Billy Gunn and the Headbangers, where if you can hear in the back, Stephen Cage was giggling. You heard me, Cage? Cage?
Sorry, I was sipping on my margarita there. Yeah, I heard.
Sure?
But
sure?
But what can I do? I was laughing at you guys becoming fools of yourselves.
Seems like you were falling asleep for a minute there. You know,
no, I'm not falling asleep. I'm fully awake.
By the way, guys are chatting there that Ring Warriors put on a great show, and it was a great show. And last the next show, actually, they're gonna have a steel cage match, which is quite amazing. I haven't seen a cage match in the independent scene in some time. Hey, but from the independent scene, let's talk a little bit about pro wrestling, and that's well, let's take a quick phone call briefly here. Call you in the end of the Roman Show. Caller, you're on the Roman Show.
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, you're on the Roman Show.
Oh, hey, guys. I don't know if I have a bad connection or not. This is Avis Hathaway from the Do Your Job Wrestling Hour. How are you guys doing tonight?
All right.
Oh, Jesus.
How you doing, my man? I see, welcome aboard, and it's a pleasure to have you here, and we appreciate you helping us out, and we'll help you out. I heard the interview, or actually when this baloney of a man called Stephen Cage called in the other day, and what a horrible person he is, the way he speaks.
Guys, I'm gonna disconnect and call back. I got a really bad connection. I can barely hear you guys. Let me call you guys
sure.
Right back.
Sure. Go right ahead. Hey, let's take a quick phone call here. Another call as we wait for Do Your Job Radio. Call you on the end of the Roman Show.
Hello?
Hello, you on the air?
Yeah. I'm on the air?
Yes, sir, you are.
I just want to say one thing to Stephen Cage.
What's that?
Why is a man drinking margarita on South Beach?
What's up with that?
I got a question for you. Why are you homeless?
And how do you know he's homeless? He's calling you from a house line.
He sounds homeless.
Yeah.
He sounds like a homeless Jim. Get your no class off my show.
No, you're trying to say that you're homo.
No, I'm calling you homeless. Get off my top-rated show that I made perfect. I don't need no homeless bums calling the show.
All right, let's go back to Dear Job Radio. Boy, did they pick on you, Cage. All right, Dear Job Radio, thanks again for helping us out. Now, what I was saying was that Stephen Cage called your show about 2 weeks ago, and what a pathetic of a representation of the Roman Show, I must say.
Yeah, you know, I was caught a little off guard. I mean, I've listened to your guys' show before, and, you know, I was a little off guard to have him call in with such animosity. But, you know, the professionals that we are, I think we handled it pretty well.
And I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. Go ahead, Gabe.
The only thing old school about this guy is his face. Now, what's the whole point of you coming to my show now?
Well, the whole point of me coming to your show is I was so graciously extended an invite to come on for just a minute and kind of let your listeners and your fans out there know about our show as well, the Do Your Job Wrestling Hour. It's Sunday nights at 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You know, we have a lot of the same kind of guests, a lot of local South Florida talent as well as national talent on our show. Next show, actually, we're off this Sunday, but the following Sunday at 2 p.m., Super Bowl Sunday, we have Alex Wright, former WCW star. We have him at 2 p.m. because he lives in Germany, so we'll accommodate that. February 12th, Bruce Santee will be on. Just this past week on the archives, we had the Dark City Fight Club. And then on our side, obviously, we have years' worth of archives, Pete Gass, Cahagas, Craig Classic, Red Devil Fight Team, Lash LaRue, Glacier, Axel Rotten, Gilbert, Shark Bull, Snake Master, Abuda Dean, you name it. We got a lot of people on there. So I am graciously accepting the invitation to come on and talk a little bit about our show with you guys, as you guys are always welcome to call in on our show as well.
Yeah, and I heard that this partnership started with our producer, George, if I'm correct.
That's true. It's true. George reached out to my partner, the King Geyser Door, and kind of set this up. And, you know, we appreciate it. It's a two-way street. And, you know, obviously there's plenty of room for a lot of great shows to succeed. I mean, the whole point is to get guys' names out there, you know, especially independent talent down here. South Florida's got an independent talent. Guys, we're talking about Ring Warriors before. They're putting on great cards. So, yeah.
And mind you, let me just throw, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because I actually took a look at your archives, and I did see some of your announcements as well. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but you did name top talents. But for the people who are listening to the show and also follow the Divas division, you actually announced that you are also having soon Buggy Nova. Is that correct?
That is correct. I believe it's our first show in March. We're going to have Buggy Nova. She's if you're not familiar with her, check her out. She's out of Hollywood, California. She's working a lot for NWA Hollywood. And tune in, because you're going to see her on the way up real soon. Can't really reveal too much, but you'll be seeing a lot more of her on a more national stage pretty soon, it looks like.
Nice. Yeah, from what I heard, she actually conducted a commercial both together with Sheamus and Lizzie Valentine. So perfect timing for that interview, if you don't mind me saying for you.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, we were thrilled to be able to get her. You know, we've been in talks with her for a while and agreed to do it. And you know, she's been getting some looks from some of the big boys company wise out there. And you know, the word on the street is it's not going to be so long before you see her on your TV on maybe on a Monday or a Friday night.
Great. Well, thanks so much to your Talk Radio every Sunday at 9 p.m. Correct?
9 p.m. That's right.
9 p.m. That's blocktalkradio.com. Do your job radio and look that up. Thanks so much, guys, and we'll be in talks.
Great. Thanks a lot. You can also follow us on Twitter at @doyourjob_JOB. Roman, everybody, thanks. Cage, thanks for having us on. You guys have a great show.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Do I really have a choice but to have him on? Our boss, the producer, makes me accept these things. Jeez.
Gotta keep them separated.
Mm-hmm.
separated.
And that's the theme song there for ECW original Raven, as we await his phone call here in the Roman show as we're getting ready. The Offspring, Come Out and Play. A great song, and Raven, a very controversial figure, being in the world of pro wrestling. Prior to the program, we were talking about Raven as he was crucified, or he crucified the Sandman in a big angle they had, a big storyline there between the two, when Raven and his flock in ECW, they carried out the Sandman crucified and wrapped around barbed wire. It took him off the air for a couple of things. Actually, Kurt Angle had mentioned that he was on at the arena watching as this was going on, and he had to step out, right, Cage?
Yeah, basically, there was a lot of issues. We're talking about Raven here, correct?
Well, of course. We're not talking about you. You have nothing to say.
Well, Cage is all... anyway.
Keep stuttering.
Raven,
keep stuttering.
Raven has... is the... how can I put this? He is the pure definition of transformation. If you guys haven't remembered him, he went from a guy coming out in pink tights by the name of Scotty Flamingo.
Yes.
To the most controversial television superstar that you ever will see on wrestling TV.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you meet him in person, he's still controversial.
Yes, yes. And Raven then went ahead and wrestled for WCW as well. We started off with WCW, Scotty Flamingo, ECW, WWE, TNA. In fact, he was there last year in TNA, where he made a return. And now he's wrestling in the independent scene, also with Resistance Pro, which is run by Billy Corgan, the singer of the Smashing Pumpkins. So we'll talk with Raven as far as Resistance Pro and how that's going on, because that promotion itself is getting big by the minute. They have great wrestlers out there, a lot of guys, some of them being in, were in ECW or WWE. Rhino's in it. The Almighty Sheik is there as well. But when it comes to Raven, Raven has been a person that has been around the pro wrestling scene for quite some time. He was even in ROH. He was in Juggalo, which is run by the Insane Clown Posse. So this man can tell us so much. He's also a writer. Raven himself is a very intellectual person. I was reading up on him. His IQ is a number unheard of. And we're going to have him here on the program. In fact, here we go. Raven, welcome to the Roman Show, sir.
How you doing?
All right, sir. Thank you, Raven. Thank you for joining us here along with Stephen Cage. We appreciate you taking some time. First and foremost, I'd like to welcome you, taking some time. I know you were a little sick. I hope you're a little better. But what have you been going on with right now, Raven?
Say again?
What have you been up to lately, Raven?
Just independent shows, pretty much.
And tell me about Resistance Pro. You've been doing some work with them?
Yeah. I'm basically everything but the booker. Billy, people keep thinking that I'm the booker. I'm not. Billy writes the shows. But I give him my 2 cents. I try to make everything make more sense. He comes up with what he wants for the finish. I come up how to put it together. I'm also in charge of the gorilla position, producing the show. Not producing the show, but producing it while it's occurring, not post-production on it. But quite a bit of other stuff behind the scenes.
And Raven, as far as Resistance Pro, tell me about the promotion. It was started by the singer of Smashing Pumpkins. It's been getting great reviews. You guys are doing a lot of different things out there compared to other independent promotions.
I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
How about now? You hear me better now there, Raven?
No, there's you're breaking in and out. There's another person in the back line talking.
Pre-
tweeted me trying to get this stuff here working here. For some reason, we're having some issues with
you
Skype.
You want to call me back? And, let me
call you back from a better line. Hopefully, get a better connection there. Sorry about that, real quick. Right now.
All right.
Yeah, so we're having some issues there with the program here, Cage. But let's try to talk to Raven here on the Roman Show. As well, great stuff there coming from you. He's also helping out with the stuff out there, right, Cage?
Definitely. And mind you, that's what I'm saying. You see, if it was left to me, I will perfectly do this. But you see, Mr. Roman, you being the host, you always having technical difficulties. What would you do with
the word? You can't even pronounce the word. Pronounce a darn word, for God's sake. Get a thesaurus or something like that.
Hello?
Okay, Raven, I guess we have a better connection now.
Much better.
Yeah, okay. So we were saying there was a Resistant Pro. Tell us about Resistant Pro and itself. And, what
and all of a sudden, you just cut out again.
Oh, boy, I don't know what's going on with Skype here. How about better now?
No, it goes in every time. I think every time you get away from the microphone, it gets worse.
That's probably it. But about Resistance Pro, how different are they compared to different promotions out there, independent promotions?
Well, first of all, it's being run by a rock star instead of a local promoter. So he knows a lot more about public relations, about getting a product out there. You know, I mean, we've been interviewed by Forbes magazine, you know, which is, unbelievable. So he knows how to get the product out there. We're working on getting a reality show, we have interest from about 12 different places. Some serious, serious people, too, in Hollywood, which we never would have been able to get if it would have been run by anybody else. So there's definitely advantages to it.
And about the talent you have there, some of the young guys that are coming up, can you tell us a couple of them?
Say that again. It's so hard to hear you.
Some of the talent that you have out there, some of the guys that we should look up and keep an eye on?
If I could understand a word you're saying, it'd be okay, but you're breaking up every other word.
I don't know what the heck is going on with this, but can you tell us some of the talent, the up-and-coming talent in Resistant Pro?
Up-and-coming talent. You see a lot. There's a lot of different talent. There's some talent, you know, you'd see in Ring of Honor. There's some talent you'd see in Dragon Gate. You know, I mean, put it this way. There are the usual suspects out there. You know, you have your Kevin Steens. You have your your El Genericos. You know, a lot of very talented individuals. But there's also a lot of guys that maybe you've never heard of before. Billy likes giving people people that no one's ever heard of opportunities. You know, he's trying to build his own stars, so to speak. And there's not a lot of veterans right yet, but I think we'll be bringing more of those in because I think that's about the only thing our company's missing. Because you can't just go with young guys because they need someone to learn from, and they don't put asses in seats, unfortunately. Ring of Honor only draws what they draw, you know, and it's only ever drawn what they've drawn. You know, because they refuse to use named guys. I think it's more the way Billy is going to be using people so much than it is who he's going to be using. You know, because let's face it, if you have clever booking, that's the single most important thing.
Okay.
And Raven, let me ask you, I've followed you since your WCW days, when you were under a different persona, and all the way to the point where you took the tag team, the Quebecers, to numerous tag team title reigns against the Steiner brothers, all the way to very controversial situations in the ECW brand before WWE owned the rights to ECW. Between that transition from the WCW character to what you are today, was that a creative idea from the business, from the politics, or was these ideas that you were just shooting to the creative team saying that you want to do this?
No. Basically, Raven was all me. Everything, it's something I wanted to do and I wanted to be and I decided to do. Everything prior to that was everything prior to that on national TV was somebody else's idea. When I was in the territories, it was also my idea as well. But Scotty Flamingo and Johnny Polo were all somebody else's idea that I never would have done on my own.
Yeah, because personally, if I had to choose any of the three, I would say the Scotty Flamingo, I couldn't see you being a serious character under there. And then the Johnny Polo, sure, you had your, you know, your ups and downs, but Raven, that's when a lot of people took a look at you and said, oh, my God, this is a force to be reckoned with. And
here's the thing, though, is, you know, just because, you know, people think that I'm, you know, that I didn't like being the other characters before. No, it's not that I didn't like being them. It's just I wouldn't have chosen them. But since I was given them, I made the most of them. And I think I would put Johnny Polo's entertainment value up against any manager in the business. You know, I mean, and that's all ego aside. He was entertaining. I mean, so no, man, I don't look back with it with any regrets. You know, when people, you know, yelled out at me to catcall me, you know, they think it's bothering me, but it doesn't. You know, it doesn't bother me any. You know, I have no regrets. I made a shitload of money doing it. You know, and I enjoy doing it. It's just not what I would have chosen, you know, but I was still being able to perform in my chosen profession. I was also a producer for Monday Night Raw. I was also, I also had an executive office on Titan Tower. You know, so there's a lot more to it than people realize.
And let me ask you also this, Raven, while we're still talking about the territories. I remember when ECW, in their good days, when they were starting to invade WWE, did you have any take in any of that?
Do I have any what?
During the invasions of ECW on Monday Night Raw, I especially remember when WWE or WWF at that time conducted a Monday Night Raw to where they originally took place with the return of the Legion of Doom, but at the same time they were also conducting some ECW matches, including Taz versus Mikey Whipwreck on that show. Were you by any chance involved in any of the creative ideas to say let's join up together and see if we could work out a plan?
I was involved mostly with my own stuff. You know, I helped a lot of other people with their stuff, and I came up with a lot of other stuff, but no, that wasn't mine. In fact, I thought that was one of the worst things we did, or the way we did it. And that's also, I wouldn't consider that the territory system. I consider that long after they were dead. You know, the territory system died way back in 84. It started to die in 84, and it was dead by 92. And ECW didn't start till like 95, but the death knell was 92 or so when Portland died, and by then Kansas City is dead, Continental was dead. Continental may have lasted another year or so. I thought, you know, positioning Taz, one of their toughest guys against Lawler, who was just a commentator at the time. You know, not that Lawler may be the greatest worker in the history of the business, but not to the WWF fans at that time, because all they saw of him was he was a commentator, and he made Taz look like a piece of shit. He punked Taz out. He looked 6 inches taller than Taz, so basically, we allowed the commentator to punk out one of our top guys, and I thought it was one of the worst book things we could have ever fucking possibly done.
And, Raven, I'm pretty sure you are asked the same question in majority of your interviews. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just assuming things. But the very controversial storyline between you and the Sandman, where we saw the story take place where not only did you have a storyline where his wife and his child went over to the Raven's Nest, but you guys also crucified him on a cross. Like, how did you feel after all that controversy? Especially after Kurt Angle's words.
It was the stupidest controversy I'd ever seen. First of all, everybody asked about it. Second of all, the only reason Paulie even cared about it and made me apologize was because Kurt Angle was there and they were trying. Kurt Angle had never been in the business or even really seen a business, and he was trying to recruit him. Kurt was mortified. And to this day, he admits that he was mortified. And they thought, you know, because, you know, I'm Jewish, Paulie's Jewish, Todd Gordon's Jewish, it was some kind of slight, but anybody that has any idea about art or creativity realizes it had nothing to do with religion whatsoever. You know, Raven always said he was a martyr for society's dysfunction, and he wanted, and Raven wanted Sandman to feel his pain. And so it was an iconic representation, but it had nothing to do with religion whatsoever. You know, when Madonna wears a cross, it has nothing to do with religion, you know. But, you know, people are stupid, and people react stupidly. And and the people, and here's the other thing, is the people, anyway, first of all, it got the right reaction. I mean, I was the one in the ring. I was the one listening to the people. It absolutely got the right reaction, the stunned reaction it was supposed to get. There was no booing. There was no nothing. There was just, whoa, this. And, like if there would have been if This Is Awesome would have been a popular chant at the time, that's what it would have got. But it wasn't. It might not even have gotten it. It was so above and beyond what they ever thought they'd see coming, because I always try to stay 5 steps ahead of the audience, that they were just amazed by it. But, the apology they cracked on, you know, which I didn't, it wasn't even a sincere apology, but they cracked on it because even let's say for argument's sake that fans didn't like it, which they did, they totally respected it, but let's just say they didn't. We're the extreme company. You don't ever apologize for something like that, because then you're just taking yourself back a step, you know, because you said, oh, we're extreme. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to apologize. We went too far. No, you can't apologize. So no matter how you look at it, whether it was done, whether people loved it, hated it, or whatever, the worst thing you could ever do is have an apology. And it didn't have. And the only reason Paulie made me apologize is for Kurt. And it didn't work anyway, because Kurt still wanted nothing to do with us, you know, and especially when he was going to get a ton more money in New York.
I see. And thanks for bringing light to that controversy, because some people don't know the complete story behind that, and you basically clarified it. A lot of people just took the word from the famous DVD, The Rise and Fall of VCW, made by the WWE, that they just took it from that story. But it's better.
What did they say there?
What did they say there?
What did they say in the WWE about it?
That basically in that DVD, they basically just interview Kurt Angle saying how he was arrived, you know, at that show, like you say, how he arrived at that show, and that he expected a professional environment, but instead he got immaturity, that he thought that was the worst thing that he's ever seen in his entire life in the wrestling business, and et cetera. He didn't find that professional. But, you know,
that doesn't in any way, shape, or form describe what occurred. So, anybody who would take that as the gospel on it wouldn't even have any understanding of what the gospel is, because, you know, and all he's saying is, from his opinion, that's just disgusting. But what's disgusting and why is it disgusting? And he never gave any reasons for it other than that's not what he expected wrestling to be. You know,
I realize
there's art to it, and, you know, and there's so much to it.
Raven, personally, I had a meeting with the host and the staff of the Roman show before we even had the show, and we discussed saying how the wrestling business has lost its marbles to real story, to the love of the story, and how to make a story real. You know, and when we saw ECW brand, you know, whether it was the, like you say, the crucifixion of the Sandman, or the another storyline that you were in was with Tommy Dreamer and Beulah, you know, all those storylines were real. They made you feel real. But now when you take a look at the sports entertainment world, they say nothing's real. It makes it look a little bit less reasonable.
More theatrical.
Come again?
It's more theatrical.
I could hear you. It's more theatrical.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I think that's all we did was incredibly theatrical. You know, I think you're, talking apples and oranges. You know what I mean? And frankly, I don't watch today's wrestling, so I couldn't tell you. But, I mean, it's not today's wrestling. It's not the times that have anything to do with it. It's just it's if the what they bring to the table isn't as clever or creative or as mentally stimulating or as dramatically stimulating, mm-hmm. it's just because it's not being done right. It doesn't mean it's not because it's a certain era. You know, it just means the right people aren't in charge.
Now, let's skip here the ECW times, and let's skip to a point where you worked with Ring of Honor, and as a matter of fact, you helped one of their rising stars get noticed, so to speak, and that's CM Punk. And let me tell you, you've had some of the most historic matches with CM Punk in Ring of Honor, where it was the dog chain match, the steel cage match, the no holds barred matches. Tell me what you think of CM Punk from his time in Ring of Honor to what he is now.
Honestly, I thought he was overrated at the time, and now I think the only reason I've actually been able to see what he's done is I've done a couple personal appearances and they have, you know, like pay-per-view things, like, you know, like in nightclubs or bars where they bring in as a celebrity guest to sit and watch the pay-per-view with the fans. So mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity on two occasions to watch him, and he easily is the best thing on the show, or just about one of the top, you know, two or three things. So I thought he was overrated at the time, and now I think he's brilliant. So, I mean, I think that's awesome. But to stay on a regular basis, I don't know. I just don't watch it. But like
yeah.
I said, I saw the what was it? I don't know what I saw. I saw two pay-per-views in the last 6 months. One, Nash and Hunter had a hell of a match, like a really, really great match. And Punk ended up unscrewing the buckle or something to get his handcuff free or something. I thought he did an amazing job. I just think he's an amazing. He's become the amazing talent that he always wanted to be, or thought he was. And you can't argue with that. You know, talent is talent.
Coming back, Raven. Who would you say you had the best feud with?
What's that?
Who did you have the best feud with?
Probably my parents when I was a kid.
that was a good one.
At ECW, WWE though, or
ECW,
yeah, ECW or TNA, the few that you.
I'm sorry. Where are you guys' accent from? Quebec or something?
No, we're not from Quebec. We're from Miami. But for some reason, Skype.
How come you guys don't sound like you're French Canadian?
Really?
Are you Spanish?
We are. We're Spanish.
But I'm saying, if you guys are Spanish, that's how bad the connection is that you don't sound Spanish, you sound French-Canadian.
It's not in our favor this time around.
Well,
but
Raven, as a matter of fact...
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Well, as a matter of fact, Raven, weren't you at a Comic-Con down here in Miami, Florida, just the other month, I think, a couple months ago?
About a year ago, I think. Yeah, I had a great time. Yeah, it was a blast.
I remember seeing you on one of
the... I want to go again next year, this year, but I forgot when it is.
I believe they're conducting it in May, I believe. In the
May.
Same location,
what's
too.
What's it called again? I forget.
That come again?
What's it called again, that convention?
The Florida SuperCon.
Right. Florida
yeah,
SuperCon.
In the DoubleTree Hotel here in Miami in Doral.
Right. DoubleTree.
Yep. So I believe it's in May, but I'll try to get in touch with you and give you more detail.
But that's in Orlando. That's the one in Orlando. There was also one in Miami, too, though.
Yeah, I'm trying to... God, I'll have to get back to you on that because I went there. Did you ever stay by for the wrestling show that they conducted there?
When you say conduct, I just... think of some guy from the Symphony with a stick on. Okay, everybody prepare to wrestle. Dun, 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 dun. It's a visual joke more so, but I don't think so. Maybe. But I don't remember there being a wrestling at either one. I remember there was the Miami one was there was the Orlando one that was at the DoubleTree. And then there was the Miami one that was at the convention center.
Yes, you're right, in the convention center. There you go. You're right.
I don't think either one of them had wrestling.
No, the one in the convention center had a wrestling show, so to speak. It was like this little private, should I say, wrestling company that all they do
is... I'm not sure. I just don't remember, probably.
Yeah, but that comes with the chair shots from the business, isn't it?
What's that?
It's a little joke.
Yeah, no, it comes with the territory. Chair shots and mental trauma and lots of bad habits.
Well, here's the thing, though, Raven. You could say chair shots, bad habits, mental trauma, but you actually, and this is with all respect to you, you actually have a lot of experience under your wing. And a lot of wrestlers or a lot of promoters or a lot of managers are probably listening to this show right now and just wondering what should they ask you or what should they do. So, Raven, if you don't mind, just give them your 2 cents and give them your advice of what they could do to achieve what they're looking for as far as goal settings.
Well, first, I do have to get going. So, yes, let me finish with this.
Okay.
First of all, you have to be your own worst critic. I mean, you have to be so brutal in yourself that you'll make yourself cry. I mean, you have to. I mean, if you can look at your match and if you don't find fault with something, no matter how good you are, then you just aren't doing it right. Because that's the way it goes. Because there is no such thing as the perfect performance. You know what I mean? I've been doing it for almost 25 years, and, I still cringe when I watch myself because, and I don't even watch myself anymore, but when I do, when I used to watch myself to critique myself to improve, I'd have to watch it like at least twice because the first time I couldn't see the match. All I could see was myself. I could see every error I made. I could see every way my body stance was wrong. Whereas these things don't get noticed when you're looking at the whole match because you're watching a match, so you're not seeing a lot of the small things, the body positioning and all that kind of crap, all of it. Is insignificant in the long run, but me, I'm such a brutal critic of myself that I can't take my eyes off how bad this, that, or the other was, and I have to watch that a second time just to be able to look at it objectively, because I'm so, not objectively, to look at it less objectively. So you have to be your own worst critic and reviewing your own stuff. You have to be reasonable in assuming what your what's your possibilities. If you're a manager, you're never going to WWF because they don't use managers. So you got to be realistic. And by the same token, there's no sense being all bitter and crying about it, going, man, what they need now? They need managers. Well, whether they do or they don't, doesn't matter. It's not going to happen, so drop it. Why waste your breath getting upset about it? It's like, look, I've burned my bridge, in WWF. I'm not going back. Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm not going to cry about it. It's over and done with. I don't even think about it. If somebody once tries to stir up the subject with me, I'm like, why would I get upset? It's my fault. I burnt my bridge. It's over and done with,
Got it.
You have to look at life. You have to look at things with a reasonable, amount of objectiveness. You also have to realize that in-ring athletic ability, like in-ring talent, skill-wise, athletic ability are absolutely the least important part of wrestling. Because what's the most important thing is what goes on between the moves. Anybody can do a million moves. Almost anybody can do any move. So how are you any better than anybody else unless you look better doing it? But even so, there's always going to be somebody better than you. It's the real art form is what you do between the moves when all of a sudden you're like, well, I just hit the guy. And if I don't hit him again, I'm going to feel really stupid. Crap. Everybody's looking at me, but they're not reacting. Shit, what do I do? What do I do? Crap, I'll hit him again. I hit him, but he's not even done selling yet. That's where the art form is. Raven was a master at that, being able to do something and then do absolutely nothing, in the ensuing time before having to do something again. It's just not appearing to be doing nothing. That's the art form, is doing nothing. You always want to be doing something, even when you're doing nothing. But you never want to be doing nothing but you also don't want to be doing big things constantly. So it's like, how do you kill that time, that space, that in between? That's where the art form is. Then, of course, knowing, you know, then there's levels of this skill, you know, knowing when to cover a guy, when to hurry up the cover, when to speed up the momentum of the match, when to slow it down. Most guys, I'd say 95% of the business wouldn't be able to explain, understand, or change the momentum in a match if you told them how to. People just don't get it. There's such levels of understanding, of skill and understanding, mm-hmm. and most people think they, are so much better than they are, and that's probably when they really need to reevaluate what they really think of themselves, because it's like Punk. He really thought he was that good a long time ago, and I bet if you asked him now, he would tell you he wasn't anywhere. He was so far from being as good as he thought he was, or even that good at the time. Because the reason people thought he had this great match is where he's just doing lots of big moves. Well, yeah, anybody can throw in a million moves, big deal. There's no skill in that, you know. Now the things he does to get drama are so much more impressive than what he did then. You know, then it was just another move, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of it was floppy because, you know, it's why people always say you perfect four things, you don't perfect eight things. You know, of course, over 25 years, you know, I have like 12 things that are mine as opposed to just four, but you can't help picking things up along the way, you know.
Correct.
But the, so besides being an ongoing process, you have to also realize that most people look like they're playing wrestler nowadays. As opposed to being a wrestler, they're like somebody playing wrestling. They look like what I looked like when I was playing in my fraternity house with my other fraternity brothers, you know, while we dressed up in costumes and beat each other up, you know. That's what most people look like nowadays, because they're just, they see what people did on TV and they emulate it, but they don't know why they're doing it. And that's the biggest thing that I learned, that I forced people to teach me. Like people would tell me, hey kid, do this. Well, why should I do that? So like, fuck you, just do it because I told you. What do you think, I'm lying? What do you think, I'm wrong? I'm like, no, I know you're right, but if you don't tell me, I don't mean it, why should I do it? Like, who are you? I mean, like, why? Tell me the reasoning behind it. Because if I don't understand the reasoning behind it, then I'm going to just do it every time, and I'm not going to realize whether it applies in a situation or it doesn't. But if you explain to me, it's just the old adage, teach somebody how to catch a fish as opposed to just handing them a fish or whatever that is. You know, so if I understand why I'm doing what I'm doing, then I'm learning the insight into the real business, and which most guys nowadays are just, they're just being handed fish. You know, they're just, I saw that, I want to do this. And look, I started the same way. I saw stuff on TV. I go, ooh, I want to do that. So I would do it. And I was tight with the booker in Portland. So I'd go, ooh, I want to be in a cage match. Put me in a cage match. But he was smart. He's like, no. He goes, I'm not going to put you in a cage match unless you figure out why you should be in a cage match. So I'd figure out a reason. And he'd go, okay, but why? What's going to happen the week before that to lead to the week to lead to the next week? I don't know. We'll go figure that out. So I put together 3-4 weeks to build up to a cage match. And he goes, well, what happens the week after? I go, I don't know. He goes, so go figure that out. And so he made me learn how to put things together sequentially, you know, in the bigger picture, which then I broke down into the smaller picture and then taught myself, you know, momentum and so many other things. But if you don't understand why you're doing something, you know, I mean, why is the case? Why are you doing it? Why shouldn't I do it? Why does this fit here? Why does it not fit here? You know, I'm building, most guys are building a 45. I'm building a symphony, you know. So it's like, you know, they're looking at, ooh, this will get a big spot. This will get a big pop if we do it here. I go, yeah, but you're taking away from here at the end. No, we're not. I'm like, yeah, you are, because you're not looking at the big symphony. I'm looking at a rock opera that I'm writing, like Pete Townsend, and they're just trying to write a hit single. And that's the difference. You know, and until you can even begin to grasp that concept, you're light years away from being even, you know, ready to get to the next level. And most guys, you know, I can tell them that, but, you know, it's like, and it might go, and they might think they understand it, but they don't. I mean, or if they do, they only in the most basic terms, and not in how to apply it and make it applicable to what they're actually doing.
Well, Raven, where can people book you if for independent promotions? Where can they find you on Twitter or Facebook or website?
I'm at office@theraveneffect.com. Just email me there, office@theraveneffect.com. Twitter, my Twitter, I'm using Twitter about once or twice a week, and I'll Twitter for about 2 hours. And basically everybody that tweets, you know when you get tweeted, honorable mention, or not honorable, when you get tweeted, you get mentioned in a tweet, it shows up in a column. Well, basically I insult everybody. It's very fun, it's very entertaining, and people seem to enjoy being insulted. So people will ask me stupid questions, and then I'll just insult them for it. And there seems to be I literally doubled my amount of Twitter followers once I started doing that. So obviously word of mouth proved something on there.
What is your Twitter account, Raven?
That's at the Raven Effect. And other than that, I'm just doing indies and stuff like that and working on my stand-up comedy career.
And tell me about your
stand-up. If you're looking to book me for stand-up comedy, Office at the Raven Effect.
Tell me about your comedy. So Mick Foley's doing comedy. You're doing Mick comedy. What's up with pro wrestlers getting into comedy now?
What's that?
What's in it with pro wrestlers getting into comedy?
I'll tell you the answer, then I got to run because I really got to go.
Go ahead.
Two things. Wrestlers are probably some of the funniest people you'll ever meet. I'd say 75% of the guys you'll meet in wrestling are hysterical. So there's a lot of potential stand-ups. But most guys aren't doing stand-up. What they're actually doing is they're telling wrestling stories. Mick and Colt and Mick Foley and Colt Cabana, not there's anything wrong with that, but they're actually doing, like, telling wrestling stories, you know, this and that, whereas mine's actually stand-up. I don't actually tell any wrestling stories. I mean, if I have audiences that come to see me because I'm who I am, then I'll throw in some wrestling bits, you know, but not actually adventures, but more... stand up that, you know, with wrestling as a backdrop. But, all my material, you know, I do 45-minute sets and there's not one wrestling joke in it. It's just actual stand up, you know. But there's nothing wrong with doing it the other way. I mean, it's not what I chose, but there's a big dichotomy between the two.
Wow. Well, Raven, thanks so much. Thanks so much for taking the time and speaking to us. And you're always invited here to the program, my man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you, Raven. Thank you for calling in. Thank you. Good night. Wow. Well, Cage, I got to tip my hat to you. You did a good job. I had an issue here with Skype, but you did a good job, man.
When don't you have an issue with your technical stuff? But what did I say? I'm the star of the show. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have a show.
Oh, please. And guys, you can follow Raven at the Raven Effect. That's on Twitter, at The Raven Effect. And you can follow us on Twitter, at RomanDH. That's at RomanDH. And if you happen to miss the interview with Raven, you can listen to it tomorrow morning at RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. You can listen to the entire interview. And a well-outspoken person Raven is, Gage.
Yep, he's very outspoken, and he gave some light to a lot of things, like the controversies in ECW and et cetera. So that's good that finally we were able to hear it from the horse's mouth, and that's the way it should be. But yeah. I just was handed a note from my own personal secretary that I have here, and this was a message from our producer, George. And he just told me that come next episode, when we have the double whammy, I would say the bang episode, quote unquote, we are going to be we're going to give out a special contest to win 2 tickets to ICW's Total Meltdown.
Nice. But there is a schedule change in that, Cage, so we got to confirm with everything there. Unfortunately, we had the EP scheduled for 31st. That's not going to happen. We've rescheduled with the time, and we will have Diamond Dallas Page in February, actually. February 6th, Monday. February 6th, we will have Diamond Dallas Page here on the program. And I want to apologize for, we had expected the phone call from Shane Douglas, the franchise. Fortunately, we did not call it. But we will work on trying to get him here on the program again. So let's give out those tickets to the next show, Cage.
Yep. So you cannot miss this ICW Total Meltdown. This is the fan appreciation show of ICW. Look at this. You're going to have a match between Sean Allen and Max Stardom where the fans can bring their own weapons. It's
what?
Yep. The fans bring their own weapons, and they will personally use those weapons on each other. These two men hate each other. Right. And then on top of that, you have your non-title match between Jay Biggs and Vega, which two of them are two of the top rating talents in South Florida. Of course, you also got your...
You're right. There's that margarita, huh?
Oh,
I thought margaritas were supposed to be a week.
And on top of that, you got the Indie Wrestler of the Year in the main event in a no-holds-barred between, and this was from Promo Battle 2. You are going to see the Awesome One, Dash Maverick versus Sean Prime. This is a show you cannot miss. And as a matter of fact, I just was handed another note, and we're also going to be giving out two tickets to Lucha Fest 3, where you could actually meet Jesse Neal and Christina Von Erie at that show.
Oh, that's huge, man. That's pretty big. So we got one pair of tickets to the February, and then we got another pair for March.
For Lucha
Fest. That's huge. And shout out there to Crystal Knockout, who won the tickets for the NWA Ring Warriors at the last week. Congratulations to her. And in fact, we got to meet him and took some pictures of him, Cage. Hey, Cage, are you okay? You're kind of like struggling there with your breathing.
I'm fine. But why don't we give a call to the final segment, the segment that everyone's been waiting for? What's that piece of junk called Controversial Opinion?
Here we go again, guys. We're going to have DDP February 6th at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Diamond Dallas Page here at the Rangers.
Jeez, why do
again, we apologize. We apologize for not having Shane Douglas here, as we expected his phone call, but he did not. But we'll try to get him on the program. Johnny Knockout now. It's time. Johnny, how are you, man? We're ready for your
jeez.
If Cage would shut up for a minute, I can tell you how fantastic I'm doing tonight. Thank you for asking.
Johnny, wasn't in the show last week instead of having this bum here in this program?
Oh, it was an awesome week, actually. The birds were chirping ever so harmoniously, like I said last week, and they haven't stopped. Somehow today, though, they were crapping all over the place. It's his damn cage, man. I mean, that's not just a coincidence.
Listen, Johnny, and I don't know if you've been listening to this show or not, and I personally don't care if you have, but when you listen to the archive, I want you to listen to the beginning of the show, because you're going to be now in a tag team match with a guy you will never beat, and that is Joseph von Schmidt, the High Commander of Germany, the Red Knight of Germany. I got a new tag team partner. I want to see you beat us. It's impossible.
Is this like, is this like a personal challenge? Did you get me booked? Is that what you're saying to me?
I'm working on it.
I don't know. Should I be thanking you? Should I be handing you a tissue to clean your brown nose?
I'm excited. We're going to see if we talk to some local promotions, and I want to get this match going on.
Johnny Knockout is up for any challenge. If I'm double booked, I'll double kick ass that night.
Let's see if we can get this done, because I would surely like to get my hand in this cage, and when I'm done with it, I'll pour margarita in his poor face. All right, Knockout, let's get to the point here segment. Let's talk about Monday Night Raw last night. I think the biggest point of it last night was John Cena. Could it be finally that we're going to see John Cena turning heel? Did we get a little tease of it?
No. No, definitely not. They're making so much money, and they got Cena suck shirts. Why the hell would they change them? I think they're doing a good job in making people anticipate what's going to happen.
Chris Jericho, he finally spoke, although it was one sentence. What are your thoughts on his line that on the Royal Rumble things will change? Is the end of the world as you know it?
I think the Mayans said that was supposed to happen in December, but I guess Jericho's got them beat. I don't know. In the world of pro wrestling, possibly, but I think he only said, one sentence. And I just got to say first, before I answer that question, I think it's so, awesome that this guy can get such a reaction at just one sentence. I mean, while he spoke, while he was saying his first words, I actually got,
I actually got like goosebumps, man, because I mean that's the kind of thing that I'm learning and I want to be able to do, and you know, it's something I want to be known for. So I got to give it up to that guy. I mean, he's very good at what he does, man. And I can't answer thoroughly on exactly what I think is going to happen, because as a spectator watching, I'm along with every one of you guys. And I think the only person that knows what they're talking about is Jericho himself, and I guess Vince McMahon and the higher ups. So you think
Chris Jericho might take the Royal Rumble?
Honestly, I was thinking Ziggler at first, and then once he made that that comment last night, that one sentence, I immediately changed my vote to Jericho. So yes, I think Jericho.
Okay. How about
I like the fact that I'm not totally certain on who it's going to be, though. That's pretty exciting. Usually you can predict these things, especially if you are in my position and you work on the other end of the curtain. So, but no, I honestly don't know. But my pick is definitely in favor of Jericho.
And another thing that was brought up towards the end, the John Laurinaitis and CM Punk segment, your thoughts on that?
I'm going to refresh my memory here. I did watch it. I want to say that I enjoyed the whole episode. I actually finished, and I was very pleased with it from top to bottom, even though I wasn't on it personally. But we'll get there in due time. You know, a lot of hard work and persistence pays off. But the thing with John Laurinaitis, I like how they keep swerving. You would think that they'd run out of ideas 3 weeks, 4 weeks, but that would totally be underestimating the great business that WWE is. But I like the way it's going. I certainly I kind of knew that they weren't going to fight at the end, but the whole fact that his job is in jeopardy, that being John Laurinaitis, I think that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens, and I'm looking forward to Triple H coming back next week.
How about your thoughts on Brody Clay?
Funkasaurus?
Yeah.
He beat up the third I hate to say this, too, because, you know, especially if anybody in WWE is listening in, and but I'm not a Brownos, I'm not a kiss-ass, but I respect the hell of every single performer on that roster from top to bottom, whether it's stagehands, whether it's people catering, I respect everybody. And being there in person and working for them on a couple of occasions, you know, it's very difficult what they do, and, you know, you got to be a certain elite, I guess, employee in order to pull that kind of stuff off. But, you know, I'm working on it. But to have them, I don't know, I kind of just feel bad for the guys that he's squashing, because it just seems like those guys are, like, getting very close to losing their job. I don't know. They don't do anything for me, those guys. But I'd like to see Funkasaurus start taking on some stiffer competition. But I understand that they're giving him his due and making him giving him his build and all, but I enjoy it, and I think the first week was awesome when I saw Brodus, and then the second week was kind of like, yeah, I saw this already, and then the third week he just revitalized his whole shtick. But I like when he goes, should I get him? I always look forward to that. So
great.
Yeah, he's very entertaining. He's very entertaining, and that's what it's all about.
Great. And, Johnny, your thoughts on the Royal Rumble. What can we expect?
The Royal Rumble match?
No, the Royal Rumble pay-per-view in itself.
Well, honestly, aside from WrestleMania, I would have to say the Royal Rumble is my favorite pay-per-view of the year. It's always seemingly unpredictable. I like seeing everybody kick the crap out of each other all at once. That's great. I hope to be a part of that one day, but I think it's going to be awesome, man. It's definitely something that I'm going to watch, something that either myself and a couple of friends are going to watch on the TV, or I'll find a way to watch it myself. Because, as always, I'm scouting.
All right. Well, Johnny Naka, let's get those shout-outs going.
Oh, speaking of shout-outs, I got the Johnny Knockout Reality episode number 99. My knockout shout-outs are going to come to fruition. You know, back in November, the 22nd, when you guys – we first met, well, verbally anyway. Look at me. I try to sound like such a genius, and I am. And I am, but, knockout shout-outs. You know what? I'm going to save them for tonight, and I would ask that everybody tune in to JKOTube, and that is youtube.com, The Real JKO. Episode number 99 is going to be the shout-outs
from the first broadcast with us guys, and it's going to be something you guys are going to enjoy. It's actually a 10-minute video. So
When is that going to be up?
I'm actually looking to have it up either tonight or early tomorrow.
All right, we look forward to checking that out. It's episode number 99 of the JKO Reality.
I'd like to shout out Mr. Roman for the time being, just for having me on the broadcast, and the entire JKO Army, whether it's Saudi Arabia, whether it's Africa, Germany, whether it's France, Canada, the United Kingdom, whether it be, did I mention Africa? Yeah.
Yeah, I think
all ogres. All of them.
Why are you hating?
Yeah.
Why are you hating?
Yeah, don't be hating. Hey, look, I don't play a hate. I congratulate. You know what I mean? Just like that rap song. I don't listen to a lot of rap, but once I heard that, I'm like, damn it, some guys are awesome. I know you love me, Cage. I know you do. And I know you want to be just like me. You see, I'm every woman's dirty fantasy and every man's worst fear. So I understand where you're coming from. So.
Well, Johnny, it hurt me. Let me just give you a little heads up here. It hurt me enough, and it still hurts me to say this, okay?
What?
You actually won Interview of the Year.
That's
ah.
right. That's right.
Woo!
That's right.
Did I really? Fantastic. Wow. How about that? You know, there's a tagline that that we use here in the JKO Army, and that is achievements made daily. And dear God, I'm so excited. I think I'm going to go outside and kiss a bum right on the lips. No, I probably won't do that, but I'll probably make myself a nice pot of coffee. I want to thank the JKO Army for, first and foremost, voting, because I understand that was RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Everybody could have, you know,
we got a lot of emails. I'll be honest about that. And it was a lot of mostly towards you, sir.
Honestly, I know I joke around a lot, and I like to be very entertaining, and you'll always get that out of me. But I sincerely want to say thank you to each and every person that took time out of their day, whatever they were doing, to email you those votes. And just the fact that, you know, you guys wanted me to be a part of your show. And I do want to personally send out a knockout shout-out to Harmony. And I think she's in North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken.
Harmony what?
Florida. Maybe she's in Florida. Well, she goes by Harmony Hardy.
She's in Florida.
On Facebook. You guys can find her there. But, okay, so she's in Florida. I want to personally thank her because she's the whole reason I started my name started getting around to you guys. Am I correct with that? With saying that?
That's correct.
That's right.
I mean, I could talk all night, but no. Thank you very much, Harmony. I mean, from my mouth to your ears, I totally appreciate it, and thank you for getting the ball in motion for, I guess, the achievement of. Interview of the year.
There you go, Johnny. Always check him out. Check out Johnny.
Guys.
No, thank you, Johnny. Check out Johnny every single episode of the Roman Show Pro Wrestling with this segment, Controversial Opinion, and check out Johnny on Facebook at Johnny Knockout of the official JKO Army Facebook page. And also look him up on Twitter at JKO Reality.
Very good.
Alrighty.
Facebook.com, the Johnny Knockout Reality. Also, before I go, I want to say I think you guys made a definite good choice in booking Raven for this show, because I learned a lot just by listening for the past hour, and I think he's got one of the most incredible minds in the pro wrestling business. I've looked into Raven a long time before you guys had him as a guest, and tonight I even learned more. So thank you for that.
No, thank you.
You guys,
Johnny,
have a good night, though.
You too. Thanks so much, Johnny. All right. Well, Cage. Amazing interview there with Raven. Again, thanks for Johnny for calling in again. Why don't you let the people know as far as who our upcoming guests for the following week are, sir?
Well, basically the following week, as you say, we have February 6th now with DDP and hopefully Scotty Riggs. But aside from that, let's just move that one aside here for a quick second. On February the 7th, we are having Chasen Rance and the Resistance Pro co-owner and booker, Gabriel Barone, and just signed today, the 5-star superstar, Max Stardom, on the show, February the 7th. February the 14th, ladies and gentlemen, yes, we are working on Valentine's Day,
But we're going to have a special start time at that day. It will be 2 o'clock, so that way you can still go out on your dates at night.
You can take your boyfriend out, Cage.
We are going to have the MLW. You remember them? Major League Wrestling? We are going to have the president, Court Bauer, on the show. And on top of that, Shorty Sleeve Samson from Micro Championship Wrestling at 2 p.m. And then, for you marks out there, which I know there's a lot of them, on February the 21st, you probably heard of this company, Chikara. We're going to have the senior official, Bryce Remsburg, call in. And on top of that, you need to listen to that show because Chikara just struck a deal with Ring of Honor, and now those two companies are working together. So that's a must-hear show. And then on February the 28th, we are having the Dragon's Gate CEO, Gabe Spolsky, on the show. March 6th, we go evil again with the Snake Master Abudadeen and possibly Pablo Marquez. Right, and then March 13th, the WWE veteran, Big Bully Nick Boswick, is going to be here on the show.
Great lineup coming up here in the Roman Show. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night as we talk mixed martial arts. We got the local fighter, Mike Bruno, who will be fighting in Fort Lauderdale February 17th, and along with another fighter who will be fighting north of Florida. Find all the details on RodolphoRoman.com or right here on blogtalkradio.com/RodolphoRoman. And just stay tuned, guys, as we have more information coming up on future guest Cage. It was a great show today. This is the first two-hour show that we had. Great interview with Raven. And, again, RodolphRoman.com to listen to the complete interview of Raven. One final thought, Cage.
Yeah, this show was good because of me. And now that I even look on these the chat room, I even see Lorraine's being selfish, and she was trying to call in. But who cares? I don't want to hear your ugly voice again.
Okay. Just wait till we when I team up with Johnny against you and then what was that guy's name? Von Schmidt, whatever that
is. Hail Von Schmidt. And on top of that, why don't you bring Lorraine out with you? I would love to smash her in the face.
JKO Army, and they'll back me up with your wieners. They'll back you up. Guys, check out the interview, the complete interview of Raven, RodolphRoman.com, if you happen to miss it, and tune in tomorrow night on the Roman Show Pro Wrestling, tomorrow night, Wednesday at 10 p.m., Mike Bruno on the program. And next week, we're going to have a little issues with the scheduling there, but February 6th, we will have Diamond Dallas Page on the program. And as you heard, other great guests to follow with that. Good night, guys, from Miami, Florida. Cage, don't swallow the margarita, man, and make sure it's margarita. Good night.